Mini episode 978 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 978. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.5. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.4. Number five, Axe works yet another scheme to try to maintain some control over his company. This week it was the philanthropy scam that he pretended to oppose but used reverse psychology to get endorsed. It was just a way to exercise a fraction of the control that he used to have not only over his business, but the hedge fund business as a whole. Bobby keeps chasing these thrills by taking risks that are going to come back on him at some point. Number 4. No payoff to Ira's flip-flop last week. This show takes artistic risks sometimes with the choices that it makes in terms of what is entirely off-screen. The entire collapse of the Axelrod marriage, for example, occurred off-camera in the wake of Bobby's arrest at the end of Season 2. Yes, Bobby and Laura had weathered previous problems and their foundation may not have been the strongest at that point, but the complete disintegration of their union for reasons still never explicitly spelled out was, at minimum, an interesting choice. Similarly, while the flashback style of the episode would not have allowed for it as easily, Chuck's reaction to learning that Ira was trying to tank his case did not appear on screen. In both cases, it feels like we the viewers were deprived of moments that really could have packed a punch. At the same time, it's hard not to respect a program that goes against the grain in terms of how it tells stories. It may take until the end of the series until viewers can get a real handle on the pros and cons of this occasional less-is-more approach to painting a picture for us. Number 3. Connerty's pursuit of Chuck gets real. At this point, he's not even pretending to heed Dake's instructions to keep his mind on his core business, and our speculation last week about him going after both Axe and Chuck may have been premature. After all, he's already on Bobby's radar as a problem for Chuck, and you know that Bobby's going to try to exploit that completely. While Dake and Blackjack were able to help Chuck keep Connerty at bay this time, as is always the case on this show, you dodge one bullet just to live another day to try to dodge another one. Just as Axe is the great white whale for Chuck, it seems that Chuck may play that same role for Brian. Number 2. Bizarro World Elon Musk blew up, and Wendy was not the character most torn up by it. She was hugely upset, yes, but Taylor, the most emotionless character on the surface anyway, was hurt even worse by having shorted his company's stock and therefore having profited from his demise. Face it, when the spaceship was taking off and everyone was so happy smiley, climaxing with the beaming look on Rudy's face, you knew that sumbitch was going to blow up. The immediate gleefulness of Dollar Bill and the other vulture capitalists in the room was both darkly hilarious and also not lost on Taylor, who has only intermittently had to grapple with the dichotomy between personal ideals and the reality of profiting off of human misery, as ex-capital tends to do. Remarkably, it was Wendy, of all people, who seemed to provide the permission slip for getting over Craig's tragic passing and embracing the status of someone who makes a lot and spends a lot of money. Nevertheless, this won't be the last time that Taylor gets smacked in the face with the moral mire that ex-capital regularly wallows in. Number 1. Chuck preserves the Axelrod case, stays out of legal jeopardy, and wins the Rhodes family civil war, but at the cost of another chunk of his soul. On Billions, the glimpses between Chuck and his father, of which this past episode had a great many, do a great deal to illuminate why he's so screwed in the head. Charles is a pretty reprehensible guy, such that Chuck could never appeal to him with kind and meaningful words, only by being a big enough monster in his own right by using financial threats from Blackjack to blackmail his own father into lying for him. It took that kind of ugliness, driven by his own father no less, a father who paid for a prostitute to deflower him at age 14, for Chuck to actually earn some respect from that father. Throughout issues like this one in Season 3, Chuck's actually been able to gain support from Wendy, even when he noted awkwardly but without judgment that he knew of her dalliance when they were separated. But now, with next week's preview showing Chuck posing the question to Wendy of how much she could remain stuck in the middle between her husband and her close friend and boss as the big case heats up, one of Chuck's few remaining pillars of support may be threatened. Keep in mind again that his former best friend is now a big enemy of his. Can Chuck keep it together enough to hold his own against Bobby, who is also struggling in that way? In this brutal war, it may be the last sane man who is also the last man standing. Thank you for tuning into this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.